El 1 de noviembre, C3 Stage recibe al dúo canadiense Bob Moses, quienes están promocionando su disco más reciente llamado Battle Lines. Para comentar al respecto, tenemos el gusto de charlar con Jimmy Valance. Hola, Jimmy.
Hello, how's it going?
Everything great. How are you?
I'm great, man. Thanks for asking.
Where are you right now, Jimmy?
I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, at the venue getting ready to play a concert tonight.
Oh, you have a show today?
Yes.
Well, have a great evening. So, Jimmy, you recently released the album Battle Lines. What can you tell us about the process of making that album?
Well, yeah, we just put out the record, and, you know, this was the first record. We moved to Los Angeles and rented a house and made the record there. And, you know, we were still touring quite a lot off the last album, Days Gone By, while we made the record. So a lot of what you hear is very inspired by sort of our travels and how people reacted to the last record. And also our live show, we had a drummer. So on this record was the first time that we brought the drummer in the studio and helped, you know, involve him in the process of making the record. So, you know, it was really a blast to make, and yeah, we're happy it's out.
It's very interesting, Jimmy, how these organic elements, organic instruments, can have a dialogue with the electronic music.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of always been our thing. You know, for us, it's always been the battle between, like, man and machine, and balancing those things really well. And, you know, that's always been something that we've tried to do, and I think we'll probably continue to do. It's integral to our sound.
The music of Bob Moses works in both ways, in the dance floor as electronic music, and in this mix between a rock band and an electronic act.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we sort of joke that we're a rock and roll band with an identity crisis. You know, all of us are on stage, we're a four-piece now, but Tom and myself, we all come from punk rock backgrounds, so we all grew up playing in rock bands. And then we also like electronic music. So for us, it feels really natural to sort of just jump back and forth between the rock and roll thing and the electronic thing.
And in the recent years, we found a lot of bands that plays electronic music, but they are a band on the stage.
Yeah, no, it's becoming, I think a lot of people are, you know, are sort of doing this more often now.
Yes, so, Jimmy, you work this album in L.A. How was the experience doing that album in the city?
It was really cool, man. Like, we had a house in Laurel Canyon, which is a very musically rich neighborhood. Like, you know, that's where the Doors, the Eagles, Janis Joplin, all these acts were living in the 60s and making music. So there is, like, a really a magical energy there that I think we tried to tap into.
It's a place with all that vibe. It's very cool.
Yeah, man, it's got a great vibe.
And after you release the album, you are having these shows of your tour. You want to play in festivals next year, or what's your goal on the recent months for the album?
Yeah, so we're just sort of finishing our bus tour here in North America, which has gone great. I think we've played like 37 shows or something like that in the last 5 weeks. It's been crazy.
Oh, it's
and,
a lot.
Yeah, we still have, you know, we're coming down to Mexico, we still have, and it ends in L.A. Then, you know, we're going to Australia, we have a Europe tour at the beginning of next year, and then we start playing festivals, you know, and for us, festivals are always so much fun. It's a good, like, we never thought of ourselves as being a festival band, but now that we've done so many, we feel very comfortable on a festival stage.
And also in a big festival, you can have a chat with other colleagues, with other musicians, and maybe start a new partnership or make a remix or do something with other guys.
Oh, totally. Like, we've met, you know, I remember the guy, Hayden James, he remixed Back Down, and that just came out. And, you know, we met him on tour, and he's a lovely dude from Australia. And also, like, the guys from Rufus, we toured with them, and the band that's with us now, Mansion Air. Like, I think sort of touring and festivals, you know, like, one of the most fun moments that we had, actually, last year we played Baden Festival, and we played right before Justice, and none of us had seen them before. Oh. And, you know, we got off stage and immediately walked out into the crowd at the festival to watch Justice. And the show was so good, like with this, all these crazy lights and everything. And, you know, we'd never seen anything like it. It was amazing.
Yes, that show also was this year in a festival in Mexico City, and it was amazing how it works. And the funnest thing in a festival is to discover new bands, discover new music.
Yeah, that's the great thing about festivals. I mean, and it even works for us. Like, people come there that have never seen us, you know, and we get to play, and then when we come back and do a show, then they tell their friends, and they come out. It's great for bands.
Yes, absolutely. So, Jimmy, you played before in Mexico. How was your experience playing in the country?
It's always been awesome. Like, you know, we've been coming there pretty much since we started touring. You know, we played the BPM Festival, we've done the Bien Festival, Ceremonia, Bajidora,
yes,
you know, Flying Circus. Like, every time we've come down to Mexico, we've always had a great crowd, and it's always been fun. Like, it's one of our favorite countries to come play, and it's been very good to us since we first started touring.
A lot of artists have told me that in Mexico they have this vibe with the audience, that all this craziness with the people dancing and yelling and singing. It was also for you that experience with the Mexican people?
Yeah, very early on. You know, I think the thing that's awesome about Mexico is that, like, there's just so much passion. Like, I think sometimes in other countries they're maybe a bit more reserved. Maybe they don't. They're afraid to. You know, they don't want to appear like for lack of a better word, like uncool or something like that. And I've been guilty of this too. You're in a show in New York or something, and you just stand there, watch the band, and you're sort of afraid to swing, or, you know, you just want to kind of stand there. But in Mexico, it's not like that at all. And even like when we've gone out in the crowd and watch bands, I remember watching Portugal the Man. We were in Monterrey. And they played, they covered Oasis. They did, you know, "So Sally Can Wait," like the "Don't Look Back in Anger."
Yes.
And I was like singing my ass off. And, you know, I probably, and, you know, and it's infectious, because when everyone starts singing and having a good time, it's hard not to have a good time. And if you're the band on stage when that's happening, it's the best.
So, next week here in Guadalajara, you will have another great night, I'm sure, on C3 stage, November 1st, right?
Yes, correct.
So, looking forward to see Bob Moses with the new album, the new show, and have a blast here in Guadalajara.
Thank you, man. We really look forward to coming. We can't wait, and we're going to have a great time.
Jimmy Valens, thank you so much for this chat.
Thank you, man. Take care.